All right, we will have PowerPoint tonight, so that makes me happy. Thank you, guys. First of all, thanks for having me speak tonight. It's been a little bit of a rough week for my family. I was just leaving the house.
I'm a little unconventional. I'm actually expecting a few responses here. A pencil.
So what do you see?
What more?
I'll be a little unconventional. I'm actually expecting a few responses here.
A
writing tool?
Yeah. What?
What more?
You see lead?
It's got some paint on it?
Yeah. A writing tool?
Carry Church of Christ, a logo? What?
Yeah.
You see lead?
Yeah.
It's got some metal?
Got some paint on it?
The eraser is? You can look at that pencil, and I'd like you to hold that
Carry Church of Christ,
for
a logo?
A little bit of the lesson. I want
it's
to tell you what I see when I look
is.
At that pencil. You can look at that pencil.
So
I'd like you to hold that for a little bit of the lesson.
We don't need a pencil.
I want to tell you what I see
is to be able to
write that pencil
when we need to.
We need to fill out the attendance card.
We need to write a note of encouragement.
We don't need a pencil.
A pencil is just a tool that we can use.
What we need is to be able to write something
when we need to.
We need to fill out the attendance card.
We need to write a note of encouragement.
A pencil is just a tool that we can use to accomplish that goal.
Drawn from just a pencil that would blow your mind.
It can be used for good or bad.
I mean, even I just found that one on the internet. But I tell you what, you can do a lot of really masterful things
while we're
talking
pencil.
About a pencil. You can go
you can
online and
too, can't you?
Hide behind this anonymous
you can write
blur
harmful
and,
words.
And write things as well. Again, the tool, the pencil
and
is really the tool
while
of how
we're talking about a
how
pencil,
we're expressing
you can go
ourselves.
Online and
hide
whether
behind
it's,
this anonymous
again, using
blur
it for,
and,
a love note for
well.
Your wife, fellas.
Again, the tool,
or,
the pencil is really the tool
of
how we're
hateful and hurtful.
How we're expressing ourselves, whether it's
it's
again,
imperfect.
Using it for, a love note for your wife,
you're sitting
fellas?
Around there where
or,
Aiden usually
sits,
hateful
and
he likes to terrorize the pencils.
Take them
it's
off
imperfect.
And look at it and put it in upside
you're
down and then I'll
around
stand up
there
and stack
where,
my clothes on and snap it. Or,
Aiden usually sits,
something
he likes
happens.
To terrorize the pencils.
They're imperfect.
If you look at
Take
it, you might
off
see some
and
nicks.
Look at it and
you
put
might
it in
see
upside
that the lead's
down
missing.
And then I'll stand up and snap my clothes
the eraser
on and snap
might
it or,
not even
something happens. They're imperfect.
It's an
imperfect. You look at
tool.
It, you might see some nicks.
But it's something that we use.
You might see that the lead's missing.
The eraser might not even
not a lot
be
of diversity
on
of pencils in here. But
it's an imperfect
kind of
tool.
Open your mind to
but
all the other pencils.
Use.
There's a lot. There's a lot of different types of pencils. I actually read some history.
Not a lot of
the
diversity
pencil.
Of pencils in here. But
it used to be kind of blocks.
Open
of
your
wood.
Mind to all the other pencils.
I mean,
there's
it was
a lot.
Pretty remarkable.
A lot of
how
different
far
we've come
with
simply
I
a
actually
pencil.
Read some history of the pencil.
It's diverse.
It used to be kind of big blocks of
kind
wood.
Of take back the bright
it was
colors.
Pretty remarkable how far we've come with simply a pencil.
With some type of lead in it that will let us write something.
But when you kind of take back the bright
relatively
colors.
Relatively small.
It's a piece of wood. I can hold it in the palm of my hand.
With some type of lead
it's
in it.
Not going anywhere.
That will let us
few
write
few inches.
Something.
If I stood it up beside
relatively
me.
Relatively small.
I look like a monster.
I can hold it in the palm of my hand.
But, there's plenty of pencils.
Not going anywhere.
It's a few inches.
If I stood it up beside me, I look like a
it's
monster.
Temporary.
But
I don't take that pencil out of the pew.
Take it home with me. Sleep with it. Take a shower with it.
I'm not buried with it.
It's temporary.
Something you use.
I don't take that pencil
when
out of
have
the
a
pew.
Need. And then when I'm done using it, I put it right back in the slot.
Take a shower with it.
I put it right back where it came from.
I'm not buried with it.
Something you use. It's fine.
You have a need.
And then when I'm done using it, I put it right back in the slot.
Specified length.
Put it right back
beginning and an
from.
End.
It's only that big.
It's fine.
It has a specified length, a beginning and an end. So all this,
only that big,
about this pencil.
I can pencil.
Can this represent our life?
It doesn't keep going?
You think so? So all this, observations about this pencil.
Our life
pencil.
Has purpose.
Can this represent our life?
You think so?
We turn to Matthew 28:19.
I think it can.
Our life has purpose.
It reads,
go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them
in the
name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's our purpose.
It reads,
go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
To speak to others about His Word.
And we're not
an instrument
to write words. We're an instrument
from God.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20.
To speak to others about His Word.
Or do you not know that your body is a temple
we
of
are
the Holy
a tool.
Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own,
for
you
were
bought with a price, so glorify God.
Or do you not know that your body is a temple
we have another
of the
purpose,
Holy Spirit
we?
Within you, whom you have from God?
Glorify God.
You are not your
with
own,
our body,
for you were
in our body,
bought with a price,
everything
so glorify
that
God
we
in your body.
Do should be
we
for
have another
God.
Purpose, don't we?
And that's sometimes difficult.
Glorify God.
With our body,
we all have
in our body,
secular lives, we go to work, we go to school,
we do,
and we stay at home,
should be for
we
God.
We do something.
And that's sometimes difficult.
You know, I think I've talked about this before,
we
but
all
I've
have
struggled
secular
with, well,
lives, we go to work, we go to school.
Shouldn't I, you know, quit everything
and stay at
and
home?
Go,
we do something.
Teach full time.
Go preach full time.
I think I've talked about this before,
and
but
I've
always struggled
about this
with
Brian
well,
several times.
Shouldn't
it's
I,
one of those that
you know,
I quit everything
I think
and go.
You don't have to be exclusive.
Teach full time.
We don't have to
go
say, no, I'm
going to
do nothing but.
I know I've talked about this with Brian several times.
I mean, Jesus,
it's one of those that
I know, had a job. He was a carpenter.
I think you don't have to be exclusive.
It's about
we don't
leading
have to say,
God
no, I'm going to do nothing
our lives
but
so that we can
preach.
Become that tool
I mean,
to
Jesus,
effectively teach others through,
you know,
our,
had a job. He was
through
a carpenter.
Everything we do.
It's about weaving God into our lives.
Our life is used
so that we
bad.
Can become
like that,
that tool to effectively teach others through
Matthew 7,
through our everything
15
we do.
Through 20.
Beware of false prophets.
Our life
come
is
to
used
you
for good
in
and bad,
sheep's clothing,
just like that pencil.
But inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
Matthew 7,
you will know them by
15
their fruits.
Through 20.
Do men gather grapes from
beware
thorn
of false
bushes
prophets,
or figs from thistles?
Who come
even
to
so,
you in sheep's
every
clothing,
good tree bears
but inwardly
good fruit, they are ravenous
but a bad
wolves.
Tree bears bad fruit.
You will know them by their fruits.
A good tree cannot bear bad
do
fruit.
Do men gather grapes
can
from
a bad
thorn bushes
bear
or figs
fruit.
From thistles?
Every
even
tree
so,
that does not bear
every good
fruit
tree
is cut
down
good
and
fruit,
thrown into the fire.
But a bad tree bears bad fruit.
Therefore, by the fruits
a
you will know them.
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit,
nor can a bad
just
tree
like
bear good fruit.
When I write something, I can
every
read
tree
those
that
words
not bear
that
good
I've
written is cut down
and
thrown into the fire.
Good words, bad
therefore,
words.
By the fruits you will know
just
them.
Words,
writing a check
just
or whatever,
like when
I
write
use
something,
that tool to do
I can
a lot
read
of things.
Those words that I've written.
Same with
and
our lives.
If those are good words,
I can use
bad
my
words,
life
to do good things
words,
or do bad things.
Writing a
and
check
I think a
or
lot
whatever,
of us,
I can use that tool
world,
to do a lot of things. Same with
it's
our lives.
It's not like we say, wake up one day,
I can
I'm
use
do
my
bad
life
things today.
To do good things or do bad
I,
things.
I just generally don't wake
and
up
I think a
and,
lot of us,
and feel that evil.
Especially
often.
In the world, right?
It's
but
not
like we
what,
say, wake up one day, you know, I'm going to do
sometimes
bad things today.
Bad
is
I just
is
simply
generally
not
don't wake
doing
up
doing
good.
And feel that evil.
Often.
Right?
It's
right.
It,
what I always
but
think
I
about
what,
is kind of that sin of omission.
Sometimes
bad
when I know I should be doing something good and I don't.
Doing good.
That's a sin,
right?
It's same with our life.
What I always think about is kind of
are we
that sin
truly
of
living our life to glorify God?
When I know I should be
to
doing
go back
something good
and I don't.
The purpose of why we're here, to teach
that's
others.
Sense.
Same with our life.
Are we truly living our life,
our life
to glorify God?
Just like that pencil.
To go back to fulfill the purpose
to
of why
James
we're here,
3,
to teach others.
For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not
our
stumble in what
perfect,
he says,
just
he is
like
a
that pencil.
Perfect man, able to bridle
read James
the whole
3,
body
2?
As well.
For we all stumble in many
7,
ways.
20.
If
indeed,
anyone does
there is not
stumble
a righteous
in what
man
he says,
he is
continually
a perfect
does good,
man, and who
never able
sins.
To bridle the whole body as well.
We have Nick's
Ecclesiastes 7:20.
You know, our eraser might
indeed,
be
indeed, there is not a righteous man
our,
on earth who
our
continually
life
does
perfect.
Good, and who never sins.
And we need to kind of get comfortable
we have
with that
imperfection.
In us. You know, our eraser kind of what defines us, right? We all have different experiences.
Our life is not perfect. Walks of life.
We've all been through different trials.
We need to kind of get comfortable with that imperfection.
You know, tempered and weathered.
It's
kind of what defines us, right?
And that we all have different experiences.
We all come from different walks of life.
As a whole, when we all come together,
we've all been through different trials.
But we come out of that.
We should strive to
tempered and weathered.
Recognize when we mess up.
And that individuality, imperfect,
as a whole, when we all come together,
it makes us back to God.
We should strive to do what's right, but recognize when we mess
our life
up,
is diverse,
when we are imperfect,
but the same.
It's okay.
In Genesis 1:27,
we come back to God.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.
Our
male
life
and
is
female,
diverse,
he created them,
but the same.
In Genesis 1:27,
this verse always gives me a lot of comfort.
So God created man in his own image.
Why
was
I created
the way that I am?
Male and female, he created them.
In the image of God, he created them.
This verse always gives me a lot of comfort.
I am.
You know,
I
think,
why
me?
Why
was
I created the way
that
I was created with a purpose
in the image of God?
He created them.
I am in the image of God.
And that gives me comfort
to know that I was created
as well
with a purpose
after
Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
Our life is relatively
small
like that pencil as well.
The heavens are higher than the earth.
Isaiah
55,
8
through 9.
So are my
ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts,
and neither
are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
Have you not known?
For as
have you not
the heavens
heard,
are higher than
the everlasting God, the
Creator of
the ends
of the earth.
So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
He does not faint or grow weary, his understanding is
uncertain. Isaiah 40, 28.
Have you not known?
Have you not heard?
The Lord is
the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth.
He who does not faint or grow weary,
his understanding is unsearchable.
The country.
If I think
about
my life.
Kind of the cosmos of the universe,
you know, or even
you know, we want to think that
even inside
all
the
of
Church
are,
of Christ,
the state,
you know, really important,
you know, the
country.
What I think is really interesting is
my life.
We all are I'd say,
well,
just pretty
small.
Self-centered people.
We care about us.
We want to think that all of us
but,
are.
You know, the challenge is,
you know,
well, how
really
do I get out of that mindset?
What I think
how do
is really
I start putting others before
we all are,
myself?
I'd say,
how do I
just
put
God
self-centered
before anything?
We care about us,
and then. How does that
but,
fit into
you know,
the
kind challenge
of broader
is, well, how do I get out of that
context?
Mindset? How do I start putting others before
it's
myself?
Small.
How do I put God
together
before anything? As a church family
and
doing
then
God's work?
How does that fit into kind of the broader
impactful
context?
But we have to keep doing each
small.
Of our individual parts
even if
together,
it feels
as a
like
church
it's small,
family
like that pencil.
Doing God's work, it's hugely meaningful and impactful.
Our life is
but
temporary.
We have to keep
James
doing
4:14.
Each of our individual parts.
Even
whereas
if it feels
you do not know what
like
will happen
small,
tomorrow,
like that pencil.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes
temporary.
Away. James 4:14. Whereas you do not know
the
what will happen
consistent
tomorrow,
piece of feedback
what is your
I,
life?
I get when I talk
it is
to
even a vapor
you know,
that appears for a little while
and
vanishes away.
It's don't blink.
Because when you blink,
the one consistent
gone,
piece of feedback
of house,
I get
married,
when I talk
life
to
of their own,
you know, people with several kids.
And so I really have taken that to heart because I've literally heard that more than any other feedback.
When you blink,
and so even
they'll
even
be gone,
when I'm
out
standing
of the house,
over and Alana's throwing
married,
up again,
life of their own.
You know, I'm thinking.
And so I really have taken that to
you
heart because
I'm literally
glad I'm there.
Heard that more than any other
I'm
feedback.
Glad I can help her.
And so
even
her time of
even when I'm standing over and Alana's throwing up
but
again,
but our life is temporary.
I'm thinking.
So what are we doing with it that matters?
I'm glad I'm there for her. I'm glad I can help
her. Life
her
is finite
during her time of sickness.
Hebrews 9:27.
But our life is temporary.
And as it is appointed for
so
men
what are we
to
doing
die
with
once,
it that matters.
But after this the judgment,
our life
in
is
Romans
finite.
Romans 14:8. For if we live,
Hebrews
we live
9:27.
To the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.
And as it is
therefore,
appointed
whether
for men
we
to
live
die
once, but after
the
this the judgment,
we're not going to go on
forever. Romans 14:8. For if we live, we
no
live
one has
to the
accomplished
Lord,
that, right?
If we die, we die
everyone
to the
dies.
Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the
you know,
Lord.
You take out that pencil, you write what
we're
you
not
need
go
to write,
on forever.
And when it's fulfilled,
no
its
one
purpose,
has accomplished
you
that, right?
Put it back where it
everyone
came from.
Dies.
That's our life. You know, you take out that pencil,
we're put it on the earth,
you write what you need to write,
we do our
when
purpose,
when it's fulfilled its purpose,
and then we're
you,
taken
you
back
put
where
it back
came
where it
with
came
God.
From. And it's a matter
that's
of
our life.
You know,
we're what put is, on the
our
earth,
works that we accomplish
we,
while
we
on that
do
earth.
Our purpose,
and then we're taken back where we came from with God. And it's a matter
so
of
why do we focus,
you know,
on the temporary,
what,
the finite,
what is,
our
small,
works that we accomplished while on that earth.
It's appealing.
Sometimes.
So why
you
do
know,
we
can chase whatever
on the
it is that you
chase,
finite,
we all
the small,
do
the imperfect.
It could be glory. It could be money. It could be relationships. It could
sometimes
be social status. It,
you know, you can chase
we all
whatever
chase something
it is
different.
That you chase,
and we all do something different. It could
and it's
be
a matter of
glory. It could be money. It
the,
could
giving
be
us ourselves the
it
perspective.
Could be social status.
It says
we all
know,
chase
it's
something
not
different.
Really that important what I'm going after.
And it's
there's
a matter
much
of
bigger picture here.
Putting the giving us ourselves the perspective.
I want to give an example of that.
You know, it's not really that important what I'm going after.
So
there's a much bigger picture here. You know, this is that pencil. I want to give an example of that. And I often feel like as we journey through life, you know, let's say we start here where the lead is.
You know,
this childhood.
This is that pencil.
You know, all the way through to where you start seeing paint. And I often feel
that a lot of people,
like as we journey through life,
you're done with school,
let's say
you made
it
here
high school, college, you know,
childhood,
you know,
you're finally to the point where you can do whatever you want in your life.
And then a lot of
people pursue your dream.
You know, once you're done with school,
what
you
I find
made
interesting
it,
high
is a lot
school,
of people,
college,
you know, grad, whatever.
They kind of skip past
finally
all
to
of this,
the point
and they
where
say,
you can
I
do
wanna,
whatever you want in
I'm
your
gonna
life.
I'm going to save for that
pursue
retirement.
Your dream.
You know, all the way right here.
What I find interesting
gonna,
is a lot of
save,
people,
I'm going to travel.
You know,
they kind of
skip
well,
past all of this,
be,
and they say,
you know,
I want
kids are going to be out of the house.
I'm going to save for that retirement.
I'm going to have freedom.
You know, all the way right here.
And so
I'm going to save, I'm going
to
travel.
I'm going to skip through
I'm
kind
well,
of
all the middle
be,
here.
You know, the kids are going
to
be out of the house.
Get to that end point where you
have
freedom.
What is perceived as your
and
own
so
objectives.
You end up just trying to skip through kind of
and
all
you
the,
only
all
have
the middle
that
here
much to enjoy it.
To where you get to that
kind of the world's perspective,
where you've
right?
achieved what is perceived
let's,
as your
let's
own
focus
objectives.
On the goals and the outcomes of achieving whatever it is I
and
wanted
you,
to achieve.
You only have kind of that much to enjoy it. And that this is kind of the world's perspective,
let's
right?
Let's talk about
it's a
let's
spiritual
let's focus
perspective.
On the goals and the outcomes of
what
achieving
I think
whatever
really
it is I wanted to achieve.
Interesting is we spend so much time looking at this pencil.
Let's talk about
there's so much time.
A spiritual perspective.
But when you think about
what
it
I think
in the
is
context,
really
interesting is we spend so much time looking at this pencil.
So if I just
there's so much time
keep going here.
But when you think about it in the context of eternity. So if I just keep
going
just
here.
Walk around a little bit. If I think about this in kind of
around.
The context of the bit, the real picture.
I mean,
you can just keep
if
on
if
walking.
I think about this in
like,
kind of the context
keep going.
Of the bit, the real picture. And just don't stop going, by the way.
I mean, you can just keep on walking.
I mean, this like, is really what I'm talking
keep
about.
Keep going.
Because this is the world. This is the focus
and
on
just
our
don't
world.
Stop going, by the way.
We want to get to this little point right here on the silver.
I mean, this is really
where
what I'm talking
achieved
about.
Achieved our dreams
because this is
you know,
the world.
We have all the money we want.
This is the focus on
our
world.
House. Our kids are taken care of.
We want to get to this little point right here on the silver,
but
where we've achieved
world,
our dreams.
It's got it all wrong.
You know, we have
right?
all the money
because
we want.
Because look at this.
We paid off our house. Our kids are
like,
taken care of.
I mean, look how long that is.
But
the world
it's not
gonna
it's
stop.
Got it all wrong.
Ever.
Right?
Because look at this.
Like,
I mean, look how
but
long
I mean,
that
if you,
is.
If you look at kind of this in the
and
context
of
the bigger picture, I think that was
ever
the youth rally thing, right?
1 year.
The big picture.
But I mean, if you look
I
at
mean,
kind of this
what are we
in
doing?
The context of
what
the bigger picture, focus
I think that
so
was
heavily
the youth rally
like,
thing,
oh, I
right?
got to get through this day. I got to make sure,
picture.
You know, my homework's done and my schoolwork and I've got that job
I mean,
promotion.
What are we
and,
doing?
And I've achieved all
what
these
are we
dreams
doing?
And focus
and
so
then yet at
heavily.
The same time,
like, oh, I got
like,
to get
there's
through
no
this day. I got to make sure,
on
you know, my homework's done and my schoolwork and I've got that job promotion and I've achieved all these dreams
on this earth.
And then yet at the same time, like, there's no
spiritually.
Because what's in
what's
this
actually
pencil
going
to be the majority of our lives?
It's not here on
but
this earth.
But if this picture, if this pencil is our lives,
it's eternally.
What's in it is our soul.
Because what's
right?
in this pencil,
I mean, our soul,
I know lead,
is going to live on beyond the
but
use of this
picture,
tool.
If this pencil is our lives,
and our soul is going to
then what's
stay.
In it is our soul.
And keep,
right?
I mean, our soul
going through existence
is going to live on beyond
it's
the
really
use of
up
this
to
tool.
Us of what we want to do
and our
with
soul
that time.
Is going to just stay.
Because I can't even imagine.
Thank you.
You actually did.
Going through existence.
And it's really up to us.
I don't know how
what
I
we
know,
want to do with that time.
I do not want to live my
because
eternity.
I can't even imagine.
Thank you.
You actually
in
did.
Suffering.
Because all this time
I don't
on the
know
earth,
how
I would
know,
I would think about
I do not
every
want to live
single
my eternity.
Point. along this entire line
in suffering.
I would think about it, and I would regret.
Because all this time on the earth,
I would think about
every single
point along this entire line. I would think about it, and I would regret
all the math majors.
Every minute I spent
fired up
in my life here on this world. Our soul is infinite and eternal.
Eternity.
All the math majors.
1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 17.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven
is infinite and
with a loud command.
With the voice of the archangel,
4:16-17.
And with the trumpet call of God, and
for the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
After that, we who are still alive
and left
will be caught up together
with the archangel
to meet the Lord
with the trumpet,
and so we will be with the Lord forever.
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
After that,
we who are still alive and left
will be caught
up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
That doesn't mean there's an ending point.
And so we will be with the Lord forever.
That means it keeps going.
Get that last
and
word?
This, you know, this verse wakes me up at night. You know,
forever?
Probably rightfully so.
That doesn't mean there's an ending
point.
I'll
wake up in a panic because
that means it keeps going.
And I, for whatever reason, this happens
this,
at very
you know, this verse wakes
interesting
me up
points
at night
in my life.
But I'll wake up in a
probably
panic.
Rightfully so.
Because
I
wake up
just
in a
dreamed,
panic.
Because I've,
you know,
I've dreamed
the clouds had opened.
And I heard the
for whatever
trumpet
reason,
sound.
This
I saw
at very
Jesus descending from the
interesting
cloud.
Points in my life.
And
but
I thought
wake
to
up
myself,
in a panic.
Oh my goodness.
Because
my life
I had
not
just
right.
dreamed. You know, the clouds had opened.
I heard
you know?
The trumpet sound. I saw Jesus
and I
descending
what,
from the cloud.
Those are the moments.
And I thought to
that
myself,
really, you
oh
have to kind of just.
My life was not right.
It's helped me.
As scary as that's been,
you know?
It's really helped me say,
and
wow,
I've
got to refocus.
Those are the moments.
Because
I really,
forgot it.
You have to kind of just,
you know, what really matters.
It's helped,
which
me.
Is my internal,
as scary as
life
been,
and salvation.
It's really helped me say, wow, I've got to refocus.
That's
because
what
I've forgotten.
It's not this little,
you know,
point
what really matters.
That
is
which
what
is
I'm
my
focusing
internal
on instead of looking at
life
the bigger
and salvation,
picture.
Ideally with God.
John
that's
11, 25
through 26.
It's not this little point on the pencil.
Jesus said to her,
is
I'm
what
the
I'm
resurrection
focusing
on life,
instead of looking at the
and
bigger picture.
And he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives
John 11,
believes in me
25
shall
26.
Never die. Do you believe
Jesus
this?
Said to her, I'm the resurrection and the life.
I want to live with Jesus.
And he who believes in me, though he
all
may
my
die,
family
he
there,
shall live.
And whoever lives
be with
believes in
my
me
friends,
shall never
you.
Die. Do you believe this? But we know narrow is the way.
I want to live with Jesus.
Because I think, again, a
all
lot
my
of
family
people
there,
still come back and get caught up
be
in
with
this.
My friends. I want to be
and
with
I've forgotten
you.
The bigger picture.
But we know narrow is the way.
Because I think, again, a lot of people
where's
still come back
today?
And get caught up in this. And have forgotten the bigger picture. Is it on that next promotion? Is it on getting through your school? Where's your focus today? What are you focused on? We all have something.
Is it on
what do
that
you
next
do
promotion?
When you have some downtime?
Getting through your
it's a
school?
Pretty good indicator to me. What do you focus
you
on?
You watch TV?
We all
Netflix.
Have something.
Play video games?
What do you do, when you have some downtime?
Read the Bible?
It's a pretty good indicator to me.
Take that time to do something good
you
for
watch
someone
TV?
Else?
Netflix?
And it's a balance.
Play video games?
It's unreasonable to say that at every downtime
Bible?
Moment I'm going to be doing something
take
good for
take that time to
else.
Do something good
that's,
for someone
you
else?
Can't do it.
But it's a
and
balance
it's
of
a
making
balance.
Sure that is woven
it's
into my downtime.
Unreasonable
so that
to say
when
that
I do
at
have
every
that
downtime
moment,
moment
I'm going to be doing
I'm trying
something
to glorify
good for
God.
Else.
However, I can.
You can't do it.
But it's
a balance of making sure that is woven into my downtime, so that when I do have that downtime,
so how do we
I'm,
refocus?
I'm trying to glorify God. However, I can.
5-step plan of salvation here. Hear the gospel. In Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing.
Hear
so
by
how do we
hearing
refocus?
By the word of God.
We believe.
In Mark 16:16,
he who believes
here.
And is baptized
hear the gospel.
Will be saved.
In Romans 10:17,
faith comes
in
by
Acts
hearing,
17,
hereby
30,
by the word of God.
God now commands all men everywhere to repent.
In Mark 16:16,
Romans 10,
he who believes
9 and 10,
is baptized
mouth,
will be saved.
Confession is made unto
repent.
Salvation.
In Acts 17:30,
be baptized.
God
in Mark
now commands all men everywhere
who
to
believes
repent.
And is baptized will
confess,
be saved.
Romans 10:9-10,
with the mouth.
But it's that
confession
sixth
is made unto salvation.
If
you be baptized,
if you're convinced
and
you've been baptized,
he who believes and is baptized will be
one.
Saved.
It's remaining faithful, but it's that sixth
throughout
one that sometimes gets you.
You know your world.
If you
throughout every
you're convinced
point
and you've been baptized,
your world.
It's the sixth.
And it's
one.
Cyclical.
It's remaining.
You're
going to
have up times. You're going to have down times.
But it's
throughout
it's
fighting the fight,
your world,
and it's staying faithful
throughout every single.
Revelation 2:10.
Your world.
Be faithful unto death,
and it's cyclical.
And I will give you the crown.
You're
going to
have up times. You're going to have down times. But it's.
So the challenge
fight,
for us tonight is
don't be lured.
Revelation 2:10.
Be faithful
the finite,
unto death,
the small,
and I will give you the crown of life.
The imperfect.
Because if
So the challenge for us tonight is don't be lured.
How silly can we possibly
by the temporary,
be
focusing
the finite,
on this,
the small,
and not what's stretching all the way around the room here.
Because if you're being lured,
that's never going to end.
Then how silly can we possibly be?
And it's just about our perspective.
Focusing on this,
and not what's stretching all the way
around the
room here. We were
created for
a purpose.
We were
that's
created
to live
end.
Faithfully, to be baptized,
and it's just about
to be
our
a
perspective.
Tool for God.
We should be and want
we
to
were
be
created
effective
for
tools,
a purpose.
Pencils,
we
creatures,
were created to live faithfully,
teachers, friends,
be baptized,
whatever we
be,
to be a tool
for
God.
And we were created for that purpose.
We should be and want
if
to be
that
effective
purpose,
tools.
We need
pencils,
to be baptized,
creatures,
teachers,
come
now,
friends,
whatever we can be for God.